Growing up, I understood one thing about my dad. He knew everything. This was our relationship, in sum. I asked him questions, and he told me the answers. Is there really a man in the moon? How do sailboats work? What is the highest score anyone's ever gotten in Pac-Man? In my teen years, he taught me things I'd need to know to survive in the real world. How to drive a stick shift. How to check your car tire's pressure. Though the gauge he bought me 20 years ago still sits untouched in my glove box. The correct knife to use to cut a cantaloupe. When I moved out on my own, I called him at least once a week, usually when something broke in my apartment and I needed to know how to fix it. The toilet, the air conditioning, the wall, once when I threw a shoe at a terrifying spider. But then eventually I needed him less. I got married, and my husband had most of the knowledge that I lacked about gutter cleaning and water heaters and non-destructive insect removal. For everything else, we had Google. I don't know when it happened, but our conversations when I called devolved into six words. Me, hi, Dad. Him, hi, sweets. Here's Mom. Because her, I still needed. What's your chicken parm recipe? Do I need to call the doctor for my daughter's fever? Can you read this draft of my novel? I loved my dad, of course, but I wondered at times if maybe he had already shared everything I needed to know. Maybe I had heard all his stories. Maybe, after knowing a man for 40 years, there's nothing left to say. Then, this past summer, my husband, our four kids, and I moved in with my parents for 3 weeks while our house was being renovated. They own a lake house, and Dad asked me to help him rebuild the bulkhead at their dock. I didn't balk. It was the least I could do for free rent, but I was dreading it. It was hard, manual labor. We got wet and sandy, and I'm fairly certain a deadly bacteria was unleashed from the innards of the rotten wood we hacked away from the old retaining wall.